Hello and welcome to the Cinemaniacs for March 9th, 2008, episode number 6. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures say what? Hey everybody, Walt here, and to my left I have an empty chair. Jeff is not with us today. But I have some entertainment news for you, and a couple of movie reviews on my own. Well, first up this week, we went out to see, Lisa and I, the new movie, Bank Job.
You have no idea the danger you and your chums are in, do you?
Is that right? And why would that be?
You've opened Pandora's box, you dumb prick. That's why.
I know what's at stake, and I know how expendable we are. So I'm changing the deal.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You get all your nasty pictures. But here's the twist. You get indemnity. Fresh passport, safe passage out of the country. For the whole team. And an official signed document guarantee we won't be prosecuted and we won't be pursued.
You can't be serious.
You can bet your bollocks I'm serious. And we want it signed, sealed and delivered by a public figure of substantial authority.
How about the Prime Minister?
Yeah, he'll do, if you can drag him off his yacht. You mess with us, Tim. We can drip feed pictures like this to the press. We've got a stack of them.
Oh dear.
You got until 4 p.m. to confirm we have a deal. We'll be in touch.
New movie Bank Job, that's the Jason Statham, Saffron Burroughs thriller, came out this week. It is a true story based on a bank robbery that went on back in the 70s in England. I have to say from the get-go, this movie was fantastic. It's already on my top 10 list of 2008. From the beginning all the way through, it had an interesting story. They always say that the best fiction is real life, and this really proved it to be true. This movie was directed by Roger Donaldson, who also directed The World's Fastest Indian. You might remember as the Anthony Hopkins movie from a few years back. Also a great movie. I highly recommend seeing that. He did the Kevin Costner movie 13 Days. He did The Recruit with Al Pacino and Colin Farrell. Dante's Peak, Species, a bunch of movies. He's got a long storied career. The remake of The Getaway that starred Alec Baldwin, he made that one. Cadillac Man, Cocktail, No Way Out, another movie with Kevin Costner. So he's been around for quite a bit making movies that, like I said, the last couple I've seen, World's Fastest Indian and this one I have loved. That's Roger Donaldson. The movie was written by Dick Clement, who also wrote Across the Universe, we talked about a couple weeks back, and Flushed Away, which was that animated movie that came out not too long ago, a year or two ago, co-written by Ian Lafrenias. I guess Dick Clement and Ian Lafrenias, they worked together a lot because they also did both those same movies, The Bank Job, Across the Universe, Flushed Away, and Goal was another one, The Dream Begins. I didn't see that one. Heard good things, though. So The Bank Job, what makes this movie so great? Aside from Jason Statham, as we all know, is so charismatic and you like watching him quite a bit. He is the head of this group of, not gangsters so much as, but thugs. And they make a plan to drill, well, Saffron Burroughs, who you may know from the Rain Over Me movie with Don Cheadle and Adam Sandler. She was the girl that was trying to pick up Don Cheadle. Anyways, her bosses say she needs to hire some guys to rob this bank's safety deposit box where they have pictures of, among other people, Princess Grace in very alluring positions, sex-wise. So she gets a hold of some friends of hers, namely Jason Statham, and he gets together his group to rob this bank, get in the safety deposit box. They're after the jewels and things, not knowing about the pictures inside. But again, it's based on a true story, the tunneling. This came from 1971 in England. I highly recommend this movie. It's action. I love heist movies anyways, and this one is one of the best. Certainly best, one of the best movies of the year and one of the best heist movies I've seen in a very, very long time. Bank Job is easily 5-star movie. Love it, love it.
Come on, girl.
We also went to see Semi-Pro this week. That's the Will Ferrell starring basketball movie. Takes place back in the 70s. And it had its moments. It wasn't really, really great. It was directed by Kent Altman, who hasn't directed anything else before, but he was the executive producer of History of Violence, Little Children, After the Sunset, and even Elf, which is another Will Ferrell comedy. However, he also was the executive producer of Son of the Mask, so you can't win them all. This is his first directing movie, and he didn't do a bad job, but he just didn't bring the comedy and the excitement that you want to see when you see a Will Ferrell sports movie. Talladega Nights I enjoyed very much. As silly as it is, it was good. This one was more the typical comedy from like Anchorman that it's has funny parts, but altogether not very, very funny. Also, Blades of Glory comes to mind. In fact, Will Arnett, who was also in Blades of Glory, was in this movie as well. So, Semi-Pro tells a story about Jackie Moon, who's the owner, coach of the American Basketball Association. Not the NBA, but like a lesser group. He owns this basketball team, and he became to be the owner of this team because he had this big hit song back in the 70s. And now, he bought a basketball team, and not only does he own it, but he coaches it, and he plays on it, which is pretty comical. He's really controlling and such. A lot of stuff from the 70s that they put in this movie was funny, but not over-the-top funny, not out laugh-out-loud funny. You might see something say, oh, that was cute, and enjoy it, but again, not overly-the-top, just hilariously funny. And in that respect, I kind of was disappointed in it. Will Ferrell comedies of late have been really good. I've been enjoying them. I've also been enjoying his dramas quite a bit. This one is back to old days where I didn't care for him such a whole much. He's got the Step Brothers coming out later with John C. Reilly, his partner from Talladega Nights, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. That should be much better. Also in this movie, they had Andre Benjamin and Woody Harrelson. Andre Benjamin from Outkast. You know, they've had several big hit songs, especially in the last few years. And Woody Harrelson, we all know from Cheers and so many other movies. Both those guys did a great job. And also, Jackie Earle Haley, who was in Little Children, he co-starred in this movie, and he was different, almost like an unrecognizable character. But Jackie Earle Haley was nominated for an Academy Award for Little Children, and you know him best from the Bad News Bears back in the 70s. So Semi-Pro, if you like the 70s jokes and such, like Anchorman was, you probably like this more than I did. I used to say the 70s was the worst decade of all time. I know, I've come around to warm up to it, but it's still not my favorite. How about that? And therefore, Semi-Pro, only going to give 3 stars to. As a side note, Lisa went with our daughter Rachel to go see the Penelope movie. That's a Christina Ricci movie. And I'm not going to say a whole lot about it since I didn't see it myself, but they were very disappointed. Not a great movie, not a bad movie, but just okay. Wait for it on DVD, maybe even for cable. When a movie sits on a shelf for as long as that one did, about a year and a half, you got to think there's some worrying going on that they don't know how to market it, they don't know what to do with this movie. You know, sometimes they delay a movie because they're going to release it in an off time, say September or winter time, and they find out from the test screenings that movies are that people really like it a lot, so they release it in the summertime. Now that kind of delay makes sense, where more people will be out to see the movie can make more money. And Penelope was not one of those. It come out in a throwaway month like March, and that apparently that's the way that movie actually is. Well, that about wraps it up for this week's show. Hopefully Jeff will be back next week, as well as I know that I will, and you will too. If you want to email us, our email address is podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. Go to our website, thecinemaniacs.com, and we have a lot of stuff up there, previous shows. You can listen to them online. Just press the play button or leave comments on shows. We love to hear your comments. Your comments make us better. If you go up to podcastalley.com, that's where a bunch of podcasts are listed, as well as ours. You vote for us, and that puts us in the spotlight so more people can listen to us. More listeners makes us better, helps us want to do a better show for you. So with that, thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Skipping, I'm freaking out.